I think our neighbor's a Blackula.
He might be a Blackula, dude. He's a guy staking his neighbor. He's like, he's a Blackula. I'm telling you.
Dude, what a great
he's got
man.
A burning cross holding in front of him.
Think like, that he's sir, a vampire. It wasn't just that he's black.
He's sir, like, I'm sorry.
What a great name for a teen fiction book. My neighbor's a
the
Blackula.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, point guard of podcasting, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, buddy.
How was your Memorial Day?
Very relaxing, very nice. How was the party?
Great. Lots of fun. We'll talk about that on today's show. Two incredible guests, as always, from the End Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Shaner is back on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Very loud explosion, dog. You're a little bit too loud.
Thank you so much.
No problem, dog. I love your fucking little eyebrow fucking slasheroo.
He's a handsome man over here.
He is.
You
said that, and I appreciate it, but like,
you are
more than just a face, man.
Well, not to me.
Well,
you're, we also, ladies, are very happy to have back on the show. It's been a little while from the Wrestle Roast podcast. Dan St. Germain's back on the show.
Thank you, sir. Special Thursday, June 1st. I'm already saying it. I'm terrified. I always get disappointed looking at death because I keep thinking it's going to be a 40, and then I have it. And I was like, gosh.
Well, I heard you crack it. It has that, and then you look over like, oh, you guys are fucking partying in the morning, and then it's just. It's just heavy metal water.
It's heavy metal water. It's dancing sweat.
Yeah, dude. I. It's not really. You know. Does it taste any different? I don't really.
No, it tastes like, which is good. It
I don't
tastes like
dig
water,
water out of a can. Is there something about that I'm not loving?
Well, the carbonated one is carbonated like beer, not like seltzer.
Okay.
What's the difference?
It's like a different level
there's
of carbonation.
There's liquor in it?
Yeah.
No, there's like a different there's level a of carbonation.
They could probably make a killing if they did Liquid Death beer, right?
Probably.
I think the whole point is that it's for sober people.
Can I can I get a Liquid Death water, please, right now? And I want to see if I enjoy it anymore. Or can I taste the difference? You want to do a Liquid Death taste test?
With regular water?
Oh, out of the can, I'm sure
no,
you can.
No, piss. We're going to pour piss in one cup and Liquid Death water in the other. We're going to see if you can tell the difference.
Oh, man. Liquid
depends
death
how healthy
piss.
The guy is.
Dancer Jermaine, been a minute. You look good, but you are looking.
I just got a haircut.
Yeah,
I got fatter.
Say, it's you look a little chunkier.
Yeah, I got
but
fatter.
You look like almost like a young hot Santa Claus.
Well, thank you, I appreciate it. But I do have to lose. I was saying to Zach, we're gonna go on a weight loss journey together.
Yeah.
Maybe if we call it journey like a chick would, it's gonna actually
maybe
work this time.
I mean, if Zach would just journey to the gym and walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes a day, it would fucking end this whole thing. But what are you gonna do?
I do that a couple times, but yeah, but I need to. It's starting to get ridiculous.
You got a little chunkier.
It's not like I'm recording a special Thursday.
You're recording it this Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, Brooklyn Comedy Club. So this will be my fat special, guys.
You're okay. That's
and
okay.
And next one will be my thin special.
My first special was my fat special.
You look good now. You keep it off too, because there's a time where you'd go up and down. But
no,
now
I do go up and down right now. And right now I'm in between stage. I'm also recording. Let's do our plugs. Fuck it. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. I'm also recording a special. Gas Digital is actually producing 6 half-hour specials. July 10th, 11th, and 12th in New York City. The Cutting Room. Just what a great first class of specials that we have. It's myself, Dave Smith, Colin Turrell, Jordan Jensen, Kurt Metzger, and the great legendary Rich Voss, all recording over the course of 3 nights, 2 shows per night. I think like half the shows are sold out. Grab those tickets. The late shows, you can still get tickets for sure. I know you can get tickets for all the shows still at this point, but get them now because they will sell out. They're going to sell out unquestionably, so make sure you get those. It's going to be a ton of fun. You get 2 opportunities to watch us record our next half-hour specials that are going to be released for free to YouTube and other various platforms. All right, so Dan, you got your special.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a half-hour, too. I think that's the way to go.
I agree. I fucking agree.
I mean, I'll do more on Thursday. I'll do like 45 on Thursday, but I may just cut it down to 30.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brooklyn Comedy Club, 8 and 10 p.m. Adrian Ipolucci is going to be on it. She's hilarious. Scott Chaplin's going to be hosting. He's hilarious. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get people there and get it as full as possible.
Sick.
You can like rub my new tummy, you know, if you want on your way out. I don't really care. Thank you, buddy.
Love it. Love it. People Shannon.
You can check me out on The End Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts at, and call the hotline 833-443-5300, and I'll be at Comedy on State with Ian Fidance the 8th through the 9th, or the 8th through the 10th, sorry, in Wisconsin.
Sick. Zach Amico.
Go see Dan's taping. It's really important.
Thank you, Zach. Damn. That was the most selfless plug I've ever seen.
I got nothing going on.
Lots of live stuff coming up. June 9th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 2 shows, 1 night. Then the next night, June 10th, EMAS, Pennsylvania. Zach, are you in Grand Rapids? We don't know yet.
No, I'm not in Grand Rapids, but I'm in EMAS.
You're in EMAS for sure. Come out to those shows. And then June 23rd, 24th, Zanies is not happening. That was moved to the weekend before Halloween. So I will be going to Zanies Rosemont the weekend before Halloween, but I'm doing the Burt Kreischer Fully Loaded Tour that weekend. I'll be in Nebraska and St. Louis and a couple other cities. So come out to those shows if you haven't gotten your tickets yet. Then June 30th, July 1st, Detroit House of Comedy, Detroit, Michigan. And then obviously we're filming the specials July 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then the Legion of Skanks will be back on the road August 10th, 11th, and 12th. We're going to be in the New England area, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts at the Wilbur, and then the big theater at the Foxwoods Casino. All those tickets available now. Myself, Big J, and Dave all doing stand-up live podcasts and very special untaped, untelevised portions of the show that are going to be too hot for TV, as they say. Lots of fun stuff planned. And other stuff as well. I know I got Austin on the books and something else. I don't know. But fuck. Oh, yeah, no. Something in Jersey. It's Jersey. Somewhere in Jersey. They say I feel bad that I'm not promoting it. I should promote it.
Y'all have other dates after this, guys, but it'll be on my website, but I'm just trying to get fucking people there now.
Subscribe to Gas Digital. GasDigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows. Let me try this Liquid Death sparkling water.
That was a big try.
Oh, that was good. Sparkling's good out of a can.
Yeah.
Regular, though? Let's see.
It's got to be screaming cold.
Screaming cold.
It's not that cold.
No. I'm expecting more flavor out of a can. Water is just the most boring fucking drink.
Yeah, dude. Water sucks.
It sucks. I got to drink more of it, too. I'm not drinking until the special.
You're not drinking until the special?
I'm not drinking until the special.
How long has it been?
8 hours.
You had a barbecue yesterday.
I
forgot it was my
I messed up. I have like 5 days, like 7 days back. I was like going off on one for a little bit there.
No, I have a little bit of time to get back in shape, and I just want to be like clear headed. I've been getting too drunk on stage lately. By the time I get on stage, like I'm like fucking 4 or 5 whiskeys in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like slurring every word, slurring the slurs. Yeah.
Slurring the slurs. You can't even get canceled anymore.
Yeah, you ever stutter the N-word? Yeah. It's hilarious. It's the funniest way
to
say it.
Pigger? I don't even know.
You put
Tigger?
The R in the wrong place.
Yeah.
It's too much. So I'm trying to just cut back on drinking right now and maybe even like the month before the special, cut back on smoking weed.
Damn. You ever fall off stage?
Haven't stopped there yet, unfortunately. Man.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But I, you know, one thing at a time. But yeah, this is the first day of not officially not drinking. I'm feeling good about it, too. Back on the fucking diet. Yesterday was so much fun. We had a Memorial Day barbecue. I guess now my annual Memorial Day barbecue.
Very nice.
Sick.
Natalie, how did it compare to last year? This year to last year?
I didn't go last year.
You weren't there last year?
No, I was, I don't remember what I was fucking doing last year.
Munching box.
Probably.
Hell yeah.
I think it was not, maybe I'm incorrect, I think it was not Memorial Day and it was over Pride, and I had to work Pride at my
I think
bar.
It was 4th of July. No, it wasn't 4th of July. I was at the creek at 4th of July last year.
You might Shannon's have saying because of the traffic, it was definitely Pride.
It was Pride. Shannon, what was better, this year or last year?
They were both a lot of fun. I'm trying to think. Yeah, they were both a great time. But I love your new house. It's beautiful.
Thanks for being non-committal, Shannon.
Fucking asshole. No, but I really love this new place. It's so pretty.
Where are you? Where'd you move to?
I live in Jersey. I don't want to say my hometown because I have a child and some of my fans are psychopaths.
Yeah, they are.
Yes,
I can imagine. Has someone tried to murder you yet?
No, but every once in a while, you know, you'll get a little bit of a crazy yeah. fan that'll just like say some weird shit, some threatening shit.
How threatening? Like on a level of 1 to 10.
I mean, I've had people threaten my life. I've had people threaten my kid's life. Like,
oh,
but I don't take it very seriously. Right. It's not often. It's all Zach. It was honestly when I was less popular than I am now. It was when the Opie and Anthony subreddit was like really popping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had people that they like fucking hated, and I there was a few months where I was like fucking on the top of the list. Rather. Yeah,
yeah.
And they were like, no, fuck this guy. And they really hated me. And it was like, but then they loved me. Then they shifted because like I started posting there, and at one point they made me a mod, and like then it turned. I became like one of the one of the
best. This is like your supervillain origin story.
Yeah.
And then I out-commented the comments.
Yeah,
worked my way up the ranks.
Yeah. So
then I learned to weaponize racism.
Well, that's because you know Brendan Schaub, who we're having on Skankfest, he hit me up being like, "Hey, dude, how did you like?" Deal with like oh your troll. I heard you had like a lot of trolls and I was like, dude, you gotta just like
ignore it.
You gotta embrace it because he gets you know killed by his subreddit. So he was like, hey, dude. He was like, what do you do about this? And I was like, well, dude, first of all, I'm the leader of the people who are trolling you on your subreddit. I have five secret accounts that I personally troll you with. So
I am Heisenberg. Hello, I am your Heisenberg.
I think you have to. You have to almost just fucking take the hit.
Yeah.
Or either ignore it or laugh at it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That is the secret with trolls just in general. You know, if you either ignore it completely or fucking laugh at it. But if you start blocking or getting angry, yeah,
you're just
like,
throwing gasoline on a fire.
Going back
dude.
At people like fucking, it's such a crazy fucking
Fuck
way to
all
be.
That. You can. Also, then it becomes like, I posted a joke and the comment section is still going off and it has nothing to do with me or even the joke anymore. It's just. Communism versus Republicans.
That's fucking
Shannon.
Wild.
Pull up the one joke that, or something. The joke was a clip from this show. It was the Tim Dillon Mulvaney.
Yeah,
there is a fucking and then also the other Latino privilege joke that I have. There's just a whole like multiple people, like a dozen people arguing about nothing to do with the joke, just like race issues and it is. Yeah,
but it's innocuous shit too. Fucking Scalaro posted the other day. People were mad at him. It's a joke he's been doing for years about the garbage truck coming at 6 a.m. It sounds like robots fucking outside your window.
Yeah.
And people were like commenting like, yeah, they're doing their job. Or be like,
really?
Yeah, sleeping past 7 a.m. You miss half the day, buddy.
It's like, very funny because I thought I would get, because I've only had a very few jokes go viral on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
I recently just hired, it's Paco's been doing it, cutting up clips. And dude, honestly, let's talk after the show because our guys are fucking killing it right now with it.
I'm a little broke, but yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll talk. Keep it sexy, Dan. Jesus
Christ. Keep it sexy. Sorry, guys.
The people that are
at the soup kitchen, literally.
So yeah, this I think it's a transgender person. I don't want to fucking. You can maybe even block out the name because I don't want people to harass it or her or whatever you want to call her. But she writes, I thought this was a comedy account. Where are the jokes? It's just old men laughing at a woman they're clearly attracted to. It's like, do you think me, Tim Dillon, and Colin Turrell are attracted to Dylan Mulvaney?
Tim is definitely not.
Yeah.
And also, you know what I mean? Already start out.
I mean, Dylan Mulvaney, not for nothing, is such a fucking troll. And there's 375 comments. And this person every day just going back and forth arguing with people. And
I don't think she's a troll. I just think she's fine, right? Isn't that...
What, Dylan Mulvaney?
Yeah, I don't even know how she got famous.
I think she's trolling, dude. I watched one thing. Forget the comments for a second, Shannon. I watched one video of Dylan Mulvaney, and it was, she goes, and she's trolling. She's trolling. Try to find the video. She's like, I'm attracted to women now. I you know, I know it's strange after coming out as gay and then trans and then non-binary. Yeah. And you're like, okay, you're trolling. This is what you would say if you're trolling, right? I'm not saying that she's not really gay or not really trans or not any of that shit. Sure. But be all the things you want to be, okay? Go, more power to you.
You got
to
move those social media, you know? You got to move that social media.
But then, and then she goes, she's like, I told my father, you almost got to pull the video up because this made me want to punch my screen. And then I'm going, oh, she's trolling. And she's doing what she's getting what she wants, which is like old angry racist bigots to want to punch their screen
or middle-aged bigots.
Yeah, that's what it is. So do you have that one, Shannon, where she comes out of straight?
I have the quote. I don't have the video yet.
The video, you have to find the video, Sharon. Come on.
I wouldn't, like, with her personality and the way she does things, I wouldn't be
I've never heard her talk once.
For her to completely go the other way and become a conservative.
But what I want
to
say, I just want
attention.
Yeah. I just want to get this out there. I just want to know that everyone to know that I support any alcohol company, whatever they do. Bud's like, if you want to advocate child mining, I don't give a shit.
No power to you.
As long as you get me that sweet, sweet nectar, I'm okay. Man.
Let's see.
I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them, considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock.
Man.
So I tell my dad and he goes, well, I would love to see you get a woman pregnant. And I said, oh, no, no, no. She would be getting me.
Doggy.
Wow.
Doggy.
What is happening?
And I went, burr! The smoke came into my ears and my eyes went,
like the Looney Tunes. Yeah,
dude, I was so angry. I don't. Dude,
he was so mad he almost stopped jerking off.
It made like the visceral anger that I felt because like even like the way her like voice, and I'm calling her, that's even making me angry. No, no, dude.
Who cares though?
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude.
I feel like both sides are just so
no. It's all retarded, but that's exactly the point.
Yeah,
everyone's so obsessed, but she's trolling really both sides. To be honest with you, this is just an attention whore. That's all it is. And
well, I mean, that's everybody.
That video right there is just like such proof of like even the way it cuts off at the end, it's designed for like
that
this
cut
TikTok,
like that?
Yeah, this TikTok. Oh, that's,
yeah, it's dad just get angry at the comments because it's like Jesus. She cuts off this thing she says, and everyone's like, I don't agree with the thing that you said.
It's like a lot the way it cuts off, right? You know what she's gonna say, but she doesn't say it, and it cuts off. So it's almost like you get like
the end of The Sopranos.
Yes. Like, what happened? What is it? Ah, you want to break your fucking TV.
If you watch, somebody in a rainbow members only jacket walked by in the background.
Don't stop believing you can't get pregnant, dude.
Yeah, instead of shooting
hold
him,
on
they
penis.
Yeah, hold on.
Instead of shooting, they misgender the person. They're like, whoa, no.
Dude, that shit was fucking infuriating. But that's what she's doing is like it's just to troll people, and it's fun. And I think when you look at it through that lens, you have to appreciate
how
it.
How old is Dylan Mulvaney?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I have no
well,
idea.
Either lean in or don't sell it. You can't pick a middle ground. Either don't sell it or lean
I have
in.
To remind myself that all the time. It's like, dude, stop being in the middle. Just either be racist or don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, even just going after somebody, it's like if I'm gonna go after somebody, I gotta. Don't do this like half-assed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the defense thing, like when Patton Oswalt did that like thing with Chappelle where he like posted with him and Chappelle and it was like, and then he apologized for posting with him and Chappelle. And I was like, dude, either post or don't post.
Yeah.
Like, but then don't post and then apologize, you know, then like do this weird thing.
This
where
weird
like,
tap dance for both
tap
sides.
Dance. Like, I'm friends with him, but I don't agree with him. It's like, just post a picture or don't.
In politics, that's called libertarianism.
Yeah.
Nice. Real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors on the show, which is Mango. I really do love Mango. If you guys are a man, you're getting older, and you want a little bit of help in the bedroom, whether you're having ED, erectile dysfunction, or if you just want to go a little bit harder, that's why you're going to get Mango, because Mango will help a man go hard. You got that?
Yeah, I got you, buddy. It actually combines three FDA-approved ingredients, including the active ingredient in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, which is the love hormone, and L-arginine, which increases blood flow to achieve optimum performance.
Yeah, it's a rapid-dissolving tablet that hits the bloodstream quicker for faster results. It tastes like mango, which I fucking love. They're individually wrapped. You can bring them on the go, and it's all done online. So, Zach, you don't have to go to the doctor to have a weird conversation. You talk to a physician on the internet. They give you your prescription, and they send it to you very discreetly.
Doc, my dick doesn't work, and I love candy. What do you got?
There's no subscription required to try Mango either. So right now, all you got to do is go to mangorx.com. That's mangorx.com, and use the promo code GAS15, and our listeners are receiving 15% off your first order today. Once again, that's GAS15 at mangorx.com. All right, where were we? All right, so yeah, let's talk about a couple of these things. First of all, the party was really fun yesterday. Memorial Day. Do you say happy Memorial Day? You know, we are, you know. So this fucking bitch at the supermarket, I'm buying all this fucking fun food. Literally buying fucking cake mix, Funfetti, fucking icing. The word fun is in the fucking icing that I'm buying, right? Yeah. Buying buns. I got it catered, right? So we did.
That's nice.
Shout out to Brothers Smokehouse in Ramsey, New Jersey. Incredible, dude.
Dude, that's a real. Yeah, that's not just hot dogs and hamburgers.
No, no. We got fucking.
Damn.
Brisket, two different types of ribs, wings, pulled pork.
Yeah.
And then I got mac and cheese and baked beans from there. And then I went to the supermarket and got like potato salad, mac salad, coleslaw, just a bunch of different types of buns. You want to know a fucking move right there? Having different types of buns and bread. We had a big basket with like fucking potato rolls, brioche.
They don't even know it's the same meat. They're like, it's a different sandwich.
It's just a little move. You go up to that, you're like, oh shit, dude, look at that.
Your barbecue, dude. That's
it makes it pop, doggy. It makes it fucking pop. All right. Got just, you know, all the chips, all the sides, all the dips, all the fucking sodas, all that shit, right? But I go to the supermarket to get all the other, all that stuff. And then as I'm checking out, we're just having fun. Me and my girl just buying stuff, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And fucking, it's my girl. That's what she sounds like. She's retarded.
She's
like, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. She's chat. She's chat GPT.
Doggy. And then the woman behind the counter.
I didn't know you're dating somebody new. Congrats.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. No, she's great. She's a great chick.
What's his name?
So we're checking out, and she's like, hey, just don't forget what Memorial Day is really about.
What?
In like a somber ass way. Like, bitch, I get it. You're fucking.
Because you were laughing?
We were just having fun. Yeah. We were planning a barbecue. We were like, just
cut to like him having fun and be like, everyone who died in Vietnam's a pussy.
What'd you get shot in your vagina?
That's what the V is for.
Here's your weapons of mass destruction, my fucking dick and balls.
You're just carving faggot into the wall.
Super disrespectful. Just pissing on an American flag.
You're like using like a diaper. Yeah.
Balls. Taliban. No, doggy.
It's like a soldier and his family right behind. Like, we see the whole picture. And
look, you know, I had a little talk with my son. I was like, you know, look, you're this is about fucking.
Yeah.
You know, it's what is it about?
It's about dead soldiers.
Dead soldiers.
Yeah.
So you get a barbecue.
Yeah. You got to do it. They fought for us to have the barbecue. They fall for us to have fun. I don't know why she's giving you shit.
Yeah, I mean, do you say Happy Memorial Day? Is that a faux pas?
You say it to like, I think you, but don't you say Happy Veterans Day to a military person?
We say Happy Veterans Day because they're alive. They're like happy to be here. Like, yeah. Hey, thanks,
but I mean, Happy Memorial Day is that like
Memorial Day is the dead guys. The veterans are the alive ones.
So you just have to say hi to your.
Or Veterans Day, do you celebrate the dead grandpa's ones too.
Well, you celebrate both of them.
I'm celebrating both of them on Memorial Day. My grandpa.
When I worked at a grocery store, they always said enjoy your Memorial Day, not Happy Memorial Day. Like enjoy it because people died for.
It's like a blowjob.
Yeah.
You can just say happy blowjob. Yeah. Like enjoy your.
Enjoy
blowjob.
It.
Yeah. If you're working at a grocery store, I don't know if you should be thanking the soldiers. No, you know, it didn't work out that great.
Yeah, honestly,
because like, they're in the back stocking.
Yeah, if you're in a despotic nation, that would also be your job.
She's like, don't forget what this is about. Be like, I'm not going to take advice from you. How about that? I'll forget whatever the fuck I want to forget.
People get wrecked on Memorial Day.
Hey, where's the fucking mustard? Okay, that's why I'm here. Where's the fucking mustard? Spicy brown, not that yellow shit.
I need toothpicks with umbrellas. Can you just tell me where they are?
Don't forget what your job. Is, you bitch. Don't forget what the fuck you do here.
I bet you remember to fucking continue to ring up my fucking.
Yeah, are you a Republican Democrat or are you fucking paper or plastic? Shut the fuck up.
Hey, bitch, you forgot my club card, you dumb whore.
Those veterans you love? Yeah, a homeless one just shit in aisle four.
Yeah, just cut to her outside, like beating off a veteran trying to take a shopping cart, you know?
Yeah, I'm, Shannon, did it say you're supposed to stay Happy Memorial Day? What did it say?
It says enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that I'll be remembering what this holiday is about. Wait, what?
Try something like that.
But, oh, so did she read this fucking blog and was
Shannon, above that, isn't there also, does it say have a meaningful Memorial Day?
Yeah. That was this one.
I don't know anyone who's ever had a, besides, I guess maybe people who've served, but like you didn't, did you have a meaningful Memorial Day? You just had a party.
No.
You had a fun party.
Dude, we had a happy Memorial Day. Yeah. Dude, we were drunk going, wah!
Remember the comics version of that is like, we honor comics who canceled and are never coming back. But I guess they sell out tours, so what am I talking about?
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, like, D'Elia's like, he was like, yeah, killed, but he's a ghost that won't leave the house.
Yeah, he's a ghost that keeps making money.
Yeah.
Can I get some of that money, ghost?
Yeah, seriously. I would love to be that canceled.
Yeah.
That
would be
funny, yeah. I mean, just to be able to sell out theaters. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get myself there.
I just want somebody to have to CGI Tig Notaro next to me in all these episodes.
Dougie, I'm telling you, fucking, we had a great time. We did, but that lady did bum me the fuck out. Because what are you supposed to do?
That's really bad. That's just her being like, oh, these guys are like young and in love and they want to fuck.
Yeah.
And
she's working on Monday.
I gotta figure out where the liver works.
She's also making holiday pay. Fuck that. Yeah, right. If you're working at a grocery
time and
store,
a half,
yeah, fuck
bitch,
your mother,
beat it.
Dude. I know what it's
grocery
like.
Grocery stores suck.
They do suck.
I worked in a grocery store.
I worked for 7 years at a grocery store.
Holy shit.
It was fucking crazy.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you have a meaningful Memorial Day?
Have a meaningful
Memorial Day.
Thank you, dude.
Did
you
break a grocery store employees?
Did you break a mirror?
It was gross. No, dude, it was like, I've worked in a lot of places and worked in a lot of bars and shit. The grossest place ever to work is a grocery store. Every day at every grocery store, you're dealing with a fecal-related problem. People shit all over the fucking place.
I don't know what grocery store you worked in. That's crazy. I worked in a grocery store.
It's super fresh, dude. Yeah, it was super fresh.
Yeah, the grocery store I work at, no one shits.
It was crazy.
My buddy worked at Stop and Shop, and we called it Stop and Shit because every day homeless people would
every
come
day,
and shit on
dude.
The floor.
I guess every day.
Really? I worked where I was at. There was literally no homeless people. I grew up in the suburbs.
Well, I think it's homeless people and super elderly.
I worked at a grocery store.
Because they bus them in.
I worked at a grocery store that was a mile and a half from Pennsylvania's largest assisted living community. Mm-hmm. And every Wednesday they would bus these people in, and it was a fucking nightmare. Three people died at that store.
Jesus,
it was fucking awesome.
Clean up an aisle six.
Yeah, dude. A lady fell and hit her face on an end cap and bled out all over the floor. It was out of control.
It's a rough job, man.
It's gross.
What'd you do in the grocery store? Just checking
just
people
paper
out?
Paper, plastic.
I was a produce guy. I was in the produce department.
I was a meat deli slicer.
I can see that.
That's sick.
I was a deli guy. Yeah.
Did you ever see anybody fuck up?
That's the primo job.
But I don't think I mean this. Not once did I ever wash my hands.
Oh, nobody does, dude.
Literally ever. And when I was like 16, when I worked the job, it was like just jerking off with dirty fingernails. Like I would just constantly like. I also had like long curly hair that I had to like put hair gel in. So I put my fingers. My fingers were fucking rancid, dude.
Dude, there was a guy who.
By the way, there was a time in my life where I didn't think I could have clean fingernails. I was like, how do people get their fingernails clean? I was like, how is it even possible?
Like spreading disease. every ham you serve.
There's a guy who used to use pineapple to clean his hands because the acidity on the pineapple would get his hands so clean. And then he would go and make fruit bowls with the same hand. Like, dude, this guy was fucking disgusting. He also got in trouble because he made a fruit bowl and a cigarette fell into it. He was smoking while doing it, and I was like, watching, like, Jim, what the fuck are you doing? And like, he's just like, well, I'm getting all these things.
He's
done.
Like, I work at a grocery
store,
bro.
Exactly,
this
how
is where
it was.
We all end up.
Nobody gave a fuck. It was one of the most wild fucking jobs ever. And I also saw, you never saw anybody in the deli department. You ever see anybody hurt themselves real bad? Like, fuck up
finger
their finger. Yeah, yeah.
It was my least favorite jobs that I had. Yeah. When I was a teenager, I worked, so many different jobs. Yeah. And I worked there for maybe 2 weeks. So I just think it was the amount of time that I was there. I probably didn't get to experience
time
that.
Time served, dude.
Yeah,
I saw a guy cut his finger off on like the bone bandsaw in the meat department. And it was fucking gnarly. Like, it was just out of control. And then they cleaned it and they used it the next day, which was also, I don't think they replaced the saw.
No.
And it was just like telling people, like, if you ever go to a grocery store, never buy any of the pre-made shit. Because you're just getting dudes like myself.
Oh, man, that's what all I buy.
Yeah, dude, don't do that.
Why don't the pre-made
Because shit? All that shit? Nobody's doing any of that crap. The amount of fucking shit I put together with my bare hands at a grocery store is insane.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to use meat on the cheese one. The cheese saw and the meat saw was different. I would just all the time fuck up and just, it didn't matter to me.
Did you also have a kosher deli where you had to use a certain like deli slicer for certain meats that were kosher and other ones
that
weren't?
You know what's funny? As you're saying this, 100%.
Yeah.
Never once considered.
And we've only had one guy ever complain about it, and he was losing his mind that we didn't use the kosher fucking cutter. He's like, I can't believe you.
What are you doing?
It. He's like, wait a minute, is that the other one?
I'm gonna go to purgatory.
Dude, he lost his mind, then he shit in aisle 9. He fucking went fucking crazy. He's like, I'm shitting in this comedy alley.
Thank you, Shannon.
Hold on, it's gonna take a while. I've got IBS.
Dude, and there would be also guys that would I also did enjoy there would be times like someone would go to
the bathroom.
That's
very sweet. Is this the sugar-free sweetener? This is sugar-free sweetener? I mean, it's extremely sweet, but it's fine.
He's trying to stay in shape. But there was a guy who shit in the bathroom, and then he called the store an hour later, and he's like, hey, I just want to let you know there was a problem in the bathroom, and I'm so embarrassed. I didn't want to come up to the front.
I actually respect that.
And he like, and then you went in the bathroom, and it was like disrespected. Like, I had no more respect for this guy. And then,
like, what did it look like?
Dude, it looked, every time there was a problem in the bathroom, it looked like someone was getting like a photo finish for a fucking horse race. It was just like they opened the door and shotgun blasted shit, and there would be shit over top of it. Was almost impressive, like, how the fuck did you do that?
So he just like took his pants down, just,
oh yeah, it was fucking crazy. And there were sometimes you would find an old man in the women's room, and then they would come up like, I'm really sorry about what happened in there, I just went in a door. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
Your shit all over the
floor. I mean, anytime you're shitting at the grocery store, it is an emergency.
It was wild.
Yeah, nobody goes in there for where do you like to shit?
There's no, in the grocery store, for the most part, the public bathroom isn't like, it's not like you have a public bathroom where you go in. Like, if you go to Target, there's like stalls and a big public bathroom.
Sure.
In a grocery store, usually it's like you got to go behind like two big swinging like plastic rubber doors.
It's international waters. You go in, and nobody cares.
There's like fucking, what do they call them? The giant things where you're picking up.
The forklift?
Yeah, there's forklifts.
It's like the scene from fucking Beat It.
There's four. And you gotta find a dark
bathroom. It's wild, dude. There's a guy playing Russian roulette back there. It's fucking wild.
It's just trafficking humans.
Supermarket bathrooms are fucking,
they're fucking nuts.
A scary place, dude.
Dude, and there would be times where people would like, there would be bath, like toilets broken. And nobody gave a shit. Some person shit in a plastic bag and just left it on the floor. Oh, and it was just like, you go in and someone's like, there's a problem in the bathroom. And you're like, what's the problem? And it's like, there's shit.
And everyone has a duty, right? Everyone that's like, has the time.
Oh, yeah.
So you must be trying to like get that early time.
It's fucking,
because later in the afternoon, I imagine the shits go off.
They do. They get crazier at night. They get crazier at night, especially if you're in a grocery store.
I remember when I used to jerk off in the jerk off booths in Times Square. Do you know those?
I never did one of those.
I would sometimes.
How much was it, like $20?
No, you spend like a dollar for like maybe.
Is that the one where the thing goes up and there's a chick actually there?
There was a couple of those, but in Times Square it was more just porn. Essentially, before internet porn was a thing, this one I would get off the bus from Rockland County. I would get off at Port Authority. And sometimes I do it when I would go home. Sometimes I do it when I get off. I like to do it when I get off, though, because I get off in the morning to go to Baruch College.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, all right, dude. Nobody's jerked off one of these booths yet. I was like, let me just go.
You want to be at opening.
Let me get it clean.
You're just going in there. This is good.
Oh, this is a fresh booth.
You want an opener.
And I would, we'd go in and you would put a dollar in and then the screen would come on and you'd have to fucking, with your shirt.
Yeah,
dude. We're fucking sticky. And you'd have to fucking like change the channel. And you just go through, like, essentially the same way you would look through porn. It was just like they were having videos. I'm assuming it was actually like videotapes that were behind.
You know, there's a camera in there too. Maybe
someone's watching you in the next booth.
50 or 60 channels. You click on, you're like,
it's you. It's like, oh no.
It's like your family at home.
Wait a minute.
You see a guy smoking a cigarette. Just like,
no, dude, there'd be maybe 50 or 60 channels, and you'd go through, you'd be fucking just jerking the same way you'd scroll through porn. This is precursor to scrolling through porn, because even at the time, internet porn was so slow-moving. This is when I was 19. This is 2001, 2002. Yeah, this is like right around 9/11. This was a fucking crazy
time. I don't know if we need to bring that into this.
This is what it was.
Enjoy your 9/11.
I don't know if we need to bring 9/11.
Enjoy your 9/11.
9/11, everyone.
Remember why you're jerking off on this booth at 9/11.
I'm actually surprised that's not a holiday yet. I know that's like a Patrice bit, but
it
well, it's
be.
Called. Isn't that Patriots Day?
Yeah, but there's no barbecue yet or anything like that.
We do.
There was one.
We stack burgers in a fucking.
Do you want this medium rare or building seven?
Yeah, no. So I would jerk off in those booths. But I wonder, was it physically like, was there 60 VCRs like behind a wall? Or just an Indian guy fucking like just changing the tapes?
Like,
this guy's here again. We got to keep him going.
The American dream. Yeah. You're just like fucking like new business.
There's a guy who sees you come in. He's like, Lewis is back again.
How much do they really clean it? Because you would come. I would purposely try to jizz on the screen because I was like, it was a rapey act because I was angry that I was paying them for this, and I was like, they're like, pfft.
Dude, you're one of those guys.
That's
like,
how serial killers start. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like the first step,
maybe. But yeah, I'd come on the screen, and then you know they weren't really. How much were they really cleaning it?
Not much.
I don't know.
There's no way.
I think that I've never done like that. I've done like with a, like it's like a stripper or something, but I've never done like the porn.
What do you mean you've done like with a girl behind
like a peep show, like that kind of thing? You know?
Did you
like,
jerk off?
They have maybe in my younger years, yeah. But yeah, it's
because that one you're like you almost have to like enjoy the shame of her watching you jerk off your little dick creepily, yeah. Like because there's nothing sexy.
Well, it's extra money, you know. That's the only.
How much more is it to see a real girl?
Well, you don't just make sure like somebody's like you know, but I don't know. I've only like done that once. I've never done the porn like the watching the porn thing and jerking off. I mean, I've done that. We used to do like growing up. I don't know if you had this. This maybe should go on Bye Guys, not here. But we would like jerk off under a blanket all the like. We would have like parties where one kid would get the porn,
yeah.
So we'd each had a blanket. We'd all jerk off in the corner.
I have a joke about it,
and
in
it's
my
like
act,
don't look at each other in the eyes. Where, you know, where it's like we, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we would have little jerk parties.
My buddy built a box, like had a box in his basement that we like. It was a big TV box that
right.
was plastered. Like porn all in it.
Yeah,
except
yeah.
someone was in the box. You just like
let oh, like the bathroom. Oh,
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. It was kind of like you was like
brilliant.
Yeah, dude. It was kind of wild because we would go over to my buddy Sean's house and like,
the,
yo, when can
box.
I when can I use the box?
It was like there was a jack box.
It's like yeah, dude. You'd knock and like, is anybody in there? Anybody?
It's hilarious.
Dude, it was fucking.
That's
awesome.
Where the Cheers music should play.
Where everybody? What's your name?
Norm. And they're always glad you came, dude. They're always glad you came.
Then just like you just see Ian Fiden standing up.
Yeah, we didn't have we had plenty of jerk parties though. My friends would my friend's dad had a massive porno
collection. Would jerk you
off.
It's like your friend's dad. Yeah.
What are you kids doing down there?
I did no gay shit with my friend's dad.
But you did start a story with we had jerk parties. My friend's dad had a massive you left a lot to be desired.
He fucking alley-ooped that shit.
No, he had a massive porn collection, huge, like really? a tall standing like a cabinet
of
like
magazines or
videos. So
damn.
You would go to his house and it would be just a new video every time, you know. And like the setup of a porn, like we have it now, where you like click through, like
sure.
Like when you're a little kid and you have a porn, like you're like, yeah. Boom, the tits come on, you're like, wow, and then there's six of you and you're all just jerking off together. It was great.
It's great.
Only a couple of us could come. We'd be like, whoa,
dude. I had a time where I slept over at everybody's house and his mom rented a Showgirls,
oh,
which
wow.
was fucking wild.
How old
shit.
Were you?
We were like 11, 12.
Did you That's jerk
it.
Off?
Dude, we all watched it. Like, it was funny because we went to a West Coast video.
Did we jerk off? We 69.
Dude, we fucking 69. Got down.
We started fucking each other.
That box was wet as fuck at the end of the night. It was fucking weird because, like, we went and we rented all these, like, horror movies. And then someone was like, yeah, let's see if your mom will rent a Showgirls. And then she saw it. She's like, NC-17. She's like, yeah, boys will be boys. Dude, that was the first thing. We
That's
watched
hilarious.
It like
mom
seven
cool,
times.
Man.
That was your mom.
No, it was my friend's
mom. Oh, your friend's
mom.
Sorry.
My friend's mom, yeah. And she also would be weird. She,
was she hot?
No, but she did do this thing where every now and again she like they
she,
lived in
but
a
but she was a bad mom.
She was. She
not only
leave,
was she gross, but she was also bad at raising her children.
She would leave her bedroom door open every now and again, and like you had to walk through the kitchen to get to the bathroom and she would be changing. Like every now and again you'd see her change. Like,
I think
is
that is some
here?
Like freaky shit. I think she was a little bit of a freaky
yeah,
mom.
A little bit.
I think my mom was a little bit of a freaky mom. My mom bought me my first porno magazine.
What?
My mom was like okay with me like just sort of like being exposed to like sexuality.
Didn't your mom try to play Naked Monopoly?
She did try to play Naked Monopoly.
What?
Well, she was used. That's how she paid the rent. So. It's the only thing she knew, Zach.
What is Naked Monopoly?
Monopoly.
Oh.
Naked.
Oh, well.
It's getting molested and putting a spin on it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
They're still looking for that little top hat.
I was going to say.
It was
pass blow, dude.
Yeah, it was sadly, it was the game of life in my household.
It was more like sorry. If
anything.
Yeah, it was sorry, dude.
Oh, that is sad. Yeah, no, she was like, my mom, I don't know if she wanted to be a hippie or if she like,
whatever. Do you know anyone who's like, fuck their friend's mom? Like, I don't think I know anybody, do you?
I just knew a girl whose mom, like in middle school, like eighth grade, I know, like it was a story that this girl's mom fucked this like kid who was her friend.
Whoa.
And like, they weren't in my crew, they weren't my friends, but it was like, they were like, you know, like
it's a rough one to get over.
We went to the same middle school, you know?
Yeah.
Damn. Same girl got caught smoking weed in the bathroom.
Did
in,
you
like,
try to hang
grade.
Out with this chick? So you could fuck her mom too?
No, I wasn't cool. Like in
was
middle
Hulk
school.
That's like the Hulk Hogan thing. The Nick like he dated someone who looked like exactly like his daughter. I think his daughter's friend, and then the wife Linda Hogan dated like Nick's son's friend. Such a weird.
Oh man.
No, move. I just wasn't like I wasn't part of like the cool smoking cigarettes drinking crew. Like I was kind of like my crew. By the time I got to high school, I decided that I was going to be like. More of like in this dork crew.
Yeah.
The kids that I hung out with in high school were like musicians. We were kind of like alternative-y type kids. We played hacky sack. And I was straight edge though. Like I didn't drink at all. I didn't smoke weed at all until I was a senior in high school. So there was no just like, these were kids who were smoking cigarettes in the seventh grade and like getting drunk in the woods in the eighth grade.
You were planning to jerk off into video booths. You're like, that's what I'm going to do.
That's amazing though that you didn't drink or smoke or do any of that until you're
senior. That's not true. There was a handful of times that I did, right? Yeah. So the first time I ever got drunk, I was like 12, which is really funny. My son's about to be 11. And I'm thinking like my son. I'm thinking like he's a year. You guys hung out with my son at the party, right? Could you imagine my son in a year getting drunk?
Yeah, I think the first time I got drunk was like 12.
Yeah.
12 or 13.
Yeah. That was a very first time I was at a party, a New Year's Eve party, drinking. Like next year, my son will be at a New Year's Eve party drinking. Are you out of your fucking mind, baby James?
Yeah.
He won't be at your Christmas party,
dude,
but he'll
pull up the video that I just posted. This is pretty funny.
Look, do you want him safe or cool, Lewis?
We're playing basketball in the pool. So this is
he's gonna be jerking off in a booth and it's Old Man by Neil Young. He's gonna be
here. This is Shane faking me out. And this is yesterday party. James faked me out.
God damn. You suck at sports.
I'm terrible at
sports. Are you guys a basketball fan or no? Anybody here?
No, not at all. Oh, and also, shout out to Shane Gillis and Ari Shaffir for telling dirty lies about me on the Joe Rogan podcast.
What did they say?
That. They said that they positioned it or they made it look like I was furious after the basketball game or during the basketball game. I didn't give a fuck.
You don't look that angry there.
The basketball game was hilarious. Like I was fun the whole time. Jay was furious, but the whole thing, they told the whole story.
Jay takes it serious?
Oh my God, he took it so seriously. Yeah. So they told the whole story like, oh, Lewis was fucking mad. No, the reason me and Shane got mad at each other was because during the game, Shane and Matt were taking it super seriously. Like super seriously.
Matt who?
Matt McCusker.
Oh, okay.
They were taking it like they got back, like they were back in fucking high school and they were like, I'm talking about like every play, like, yeah, bro, all right, cool. Like no smiling, no nothing. We're videotaping. Super competitive. Yeah. Big J's furious because Dave didn't show up and we're getting our ass kicked. Of course, we're not athletic. I'm the only one trying to be funny. Like, literally, though, you can watch the whole video of the thing. So the reason me and Shane got mad at each other was because at one point, like, we're losing, like, 7-0 at this point. We're getting our fucking ass kicked.
Jay's and he's furious. Not fighting. You guys are he's pissed you're not fighting back? Or
Jay, no, I'm trying, but I don't have the ability. And Jay's not trying because he's fat and lazy. But either way. So what I start doing is I start, like, fucking with Shane. Like, I start, like, going for, like, a single leg takedown. I'm fucking grappling with him. I'm grabbing his wrist.
You're breaking all the rules.
I'm just doing stupid. Like, all I can do is MMA moves at this point because I'm just trying to be funny.
Well, maybe,
And then Shane got shitty about it and got, like, very, like, real. And then I just saw red because it's like we were back in like middle school or like high school, and I was like a fat goth kid, and I have this jock who's kicking my ass now, who's getting mad because I'm trying to be funny during a comedy game.
You know what it is? He probably thought, because you have the jiu-jitsu background, that he probably thought maybe you could win in a fight, so you were trying to assert your dominance in another
sport.
No,
he knew I wasn't being serious. Right. Like it was funny.
It's because
like,
you're fucking up the game.
I was wiping my sweat on him. I was like, he just turned into kind of like a dick in the moment and got very serious. So then I got serious back. And I'm like,
you don't take comedy games seriously.
Exactly.
Though.
So we had really me and Shane had a moment where we bumped heads and we like seriously like got mad at each other. But that was like a 1 minute thing that like
and it goes and away.
Yeah, yeah. So, but they told the whole story on Rogan. Like I was like, I was mad, and then they said I took a year to pay them, which is true. I technically took a year to pay them. But
how much was it for?
It was for a grand. We played for a grand. But it wasn't just me. It was Legion of Skanks sold them a grand. I didn't owe them a grand. And then Shane asked me for it one day. When he asked me for it off air once, I was like, oh, here, let me fucking pay you for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I paid him immediately, and I still haven't received the money from the other members of the Legion of Skanks. But it's okay, Shane. You keep that money. Boys, it's a gift on
you're
me.
The bigger man.
Old High Road Gomez.
Big deal. You know, don't even worry about it. Joe Rogan doesn't got to think I'm cool. He could think that I'm a little bitch. It's not even a big deal, boys. Who cares?
I don't think he's thinking at all.
No, I
you know what? He's like, Lewis who?
Yeah, he has no idea who you are.
Okay, so let's talk about the... Okay, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom is the marquee sponsor for all things here, Gas Digital, including for Skankfest. And they are the best sponsors in the world, and they really do have incredible products. So if you guys are over 21 and you're in the market for Kratom, get it directly from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. Stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, or bodegas and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just $60. They have the best customer service, the best strains, and... they support everything we do here at the network.
Right now, just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best deal on the internet. $60 kilo at YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? 40 teenagers jumped 3 Marines in California on Memorial Day. What is this, Shannon? Show me this video.
40 teenagers.
So just like...
Who won?
I hope there's only one left.
So what happened was... the kids were setting off fireworks. There was like this big group of kids, and then there were a few Marines hanging out. And apparently they claimed that a piece of the firework hit one of the Marines in the face. So they approached the group of kids and they were like, hey guys, like stop setting off the fireworks. Like you're being obnoxious. And then this is what happened after.
Yes. Whoa. That's a bad idea, dude. Yeah,
very bad idea, but oh, shit.
That's no good.
Oh, it's hilarious. Can I tell you? Pause it. I imagined much older black teenagers. I did not imagine a bunch of 11-year-old white teenagers.
That was it's multicultural, I think.
That
I
was
think
the that United was... Nations of bullshit.
Yeah.
Good.
No side's going to be happy about how diverse this is.
I still think if I was a Marine, I would have done the same thing. I would have just went after this kid. Because these kids aren't the ones that I would think would be able to stomp me out.
Yeah, what the
fuck? Dude, it doesn't matter if there's like 20 kids. It doesn't matter, right?
No, dude, you start fucking... Man. Get up! Dude, I would have been thumbing these fucking kids' eyes.
I mean, the fact that there's an old lady.
I don't know if you would have, though.
This is the difference between... Dude, these are good kids. Let me just say that right now. They're good kids. Can I tell you why?
Because they didn't like, fucking stomp on them.
Because they know about teamwork.
They let an old lady stop them from stomping him to death.
Yeah.
Dude, you see some of these fucking videos where, like, dude, if they were in the hood, that old lady would have gotten power bombed. People would have started running her pocket. Like, fuck you,
bitch. Or like a trailer park, just something.
Yeah. I'm impressed the person filming didn't turn the camera around to themselves. They go, ah, and then turn it back.
Damn. Yeah, they were good kids.
Wow, fuck, man.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you.
Is there anyone you think, like, 3 fighters that could take out 40 kids? Like, that many people? Maybe, like, John Jones?
I love it.
Yeah, I think... I think
with that many people, though. It's a new punch hitting you. You have to take punches in the beginning.
Well, I think it's all about fear, too. Like, if you fucking punch a kid hard enough in the face and fuck them up right away, you're going to send a shockwave of fear out to other
kids. I think 3 professional MMA fighters could have taken out every... like, literally that situation
yeah.
with ease. being a Marine doesn't inherently make you a good fighter. You know,
it makes you be able to take shit.
It makes you a tough human being.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing how to fight, and I actually had this debate with somebody. It was about the Jordan Neely thing, right? About that guy because he was the Marine, and it was like, oh, Marines should know. They know combat. And it's like, well, no, unless you're taking jiu-jitsu regularly, and that's what you train in. Just because you take a few hand-to-hand combat things in the Marines and you're up at 5 a.m. fucking running 8 miles every day and fucking pulling yourself up, it's extremely tough and it's mentally tough. You can apply that toughness to combat sports and it can take you far in it, but it doesn't mean shit unless you've actually trained in combat sports. So that situation, you know, these guys fucking, you know, they cover it up. Did they get really hurt? How badly were they hurt, Shannon?
No, it just said...
No, right?
No, like some scratches, bruises. that was it. There wasn't... One guy says he thinks he might have a concussion, but they're fine.
These were kids that honestly were giving them a little pitter-patter. Sure. It looks scary in the moment, and that's why...
Scary because you can't see it.
You know what the fuck's going on, but these kids are literally like giving little kicks and a little fucking like... That isn't like you watch some fucking videos where like they're like they are gonna fucking
kill you. Like,
they're gonna fucking kill you. Like these guys were able to like cover up and a woman was able to scatter the crowd. That, in my opinion, best case scenario for those guys.
I mean, yeah.
Legion is scam. I was just on Legion. You were like held up, but there was one guy who like decked a girl and it's like, yeah, they weren't hitting her. They weren't hitting them like that. Yeah. Where that guy was just like, I'm gonna take you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
None of them have been arrested yet, but it does say that they can be charged with assault with a deadly weapon because of the amount of people.
Whoa.
It's no weapon.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Assault with a deadly weapon is more... How many people does it take to be assault with a deadly weapon?
Let me see.
40 on three. I mean, it's a lot.
That is a lot.
I guess that is a deadly weapon.
That's fucking bullshit.
All right, so we talked about this a while ago about pulling open a door on an airplane, and I stated that you couldn't do it. You can't open a door on an airplane like when it's in mid-flight because of the air pressure, right? And apparently somebody did this, and there has to be a scientific reason because I'm never wrong about science. Everyone knows that about me.
What
but
yeah,
pull up the video of this incident.
Somebody pulled the door up.
Oh shit!
Well, that's fucking scary.
Well, they're not getting sucked out, so they can't be that high up.
Yeah.
Like, that must have been, like, right... Somebody forgot to close the door all the way, I think.
No, somebody opened it. One of the passengers opened it.
Who opened it? A mentally ill person?
Jesus Christ.
Who opened it? Do we know who opened it?
It just says a passenger.
That's what it's like when Zach's snoring on a plane next to you.
This is just any flight on Spirit Air.
Yeah, I was going to say, what airline was it? Was it Frontier?
It was Asiana.
So what happened, Shannon? What was the story?
So the reason why he was able to open the door was because the plane was flying low. It was flying at 700 feet so that the pressure wasn't that high at that moment. And that's why he was able to. It's that people tried to stop him from opening it and weren't able to stop him, but nobody was hurt. Everybody was
fine.
Did
he jump?
No. He stayed on the plane.
He just opened it and sat there?
Yep.
And you open it and you just let the door fly off and fucking...
Yeah, did the door come off?
What happens?
I don't know what happened to the...
Did he ride the door down like Silver Surfer? That's what I would have done.
Sick. As fuck.
I'd have been fucking badass, dude.
God damn. Well, that's fucking wild. Yeah. I would have figured... Now, that's where you do assault with a deadly weapon. You get 40 people to beat the out of a fucking dude on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fucking terrifying, dude.
Yeah, if I saw anybody trying to jostle open a door, why would you get up?
You have to beat the fuck out
of
that.
Yeah, you have
person.
To just fucking
anybody
fuck
acting
them
weird
up.
On a plane at all.
Without like, a doubt.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Where a crazy person has been like, I'm going to hijack this plane. Not even with the tools to do it.
Yeah,
and then every guy on the plane just hears
out,
like
man.
Hulk Hogan music.
Dude.
Just gets up and burps.
That has happened a few times, right?
Yeah,
it's happened a
it
few times.
It was called United 93,
Yeah,
dude.
It's a movie.
It's a
sorry,
movie,
Nicolas
guys.
Cage. And maybe
well, they did that the shoe right? They kicked the shit out of that guy.
Yeah, I think it happens. I think anytime anybody's acting a little wonky and wacky on a plane,
people are just going to murk them.
They start fucking,
seriously.
People, there are guys on that plane ride who've been waiting for that.
Yeah.
For this to be their moment in their life, take out a time.
Do they still have, like, sky cops? What do they call them?
I think so.
Air marshals?
Yeah. Air marshals. Yeah, on every flight?
I think they have to.
Dude, so many, I don't know, hopefully they're not connected to the airlines, because the airlines, like, so many people retired and left. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, but the past year, airline travel's been terrible because there's no one there.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
We had a tough Monday.
Yeah, it's just nobody's there. They don't have the jobs filled.
I'm pretty sure they'll take volunteer air marshals.
Yeah.
Like, if you have enough training, you can just be.
There would be some psychos.
If there was one guy, like, dressed like Seagal in a gi, just standing.
Just some rich guy taking flights so he could fight.
That's what I'm going to say. Anytime I get on a flight, I'm like, I'm a volunteer air marshal.
You have a badge written in crayon. You're like, I'm Luis J. Gomez.
Someone stands up with a knife. You're like, not for this one, though.
Sorry, guys. I just want to let you know, I have a bomb, so everybody be careful.
Hey, anybody's got a bomb, guess what counter bomb.
So what do you want to do? Just letting everyone know I had a bad morning, so everyone be quiet on this pet.
You know what they should do? I thought it would be a great TV show that they, you know how they sometimes will make a TV show out of a movie.
Yeah,
what's a great movie that they should turn into a TV show, like episodic? What do you think
that they should turn into a TV show?
I'm surprised they hadn't done it with Back to the Future.
Well, you know, like, a lot of them are good, right?
Back to the Future would be dope.
I'm surprised they hadn't.
I just saw Interview the Vampire, which was, like, really good.
I watched a few episodes. Yeah.
They made that into a show?
It's very gay.
A little too gay, a little too black. There's not that many blacks in France in 1788.
I keep forgetting you're Latino.
What is this?
I keep expecting to, like, look over and see someone from the town. You know, like, some old Irish guy just...
Why there's so many fucking blacks in France?
I don't watch this show.
Free blacks? Get the fuck out of here. I don't know shit about French.
It was in New Orleans. Yeah. It wasn't in France.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
There are blackulas in New Orleans.
Black people in New Orleans. There's a whole genre of black music that started in New Orleans.
I think our neighbor's a blackula.
He might be a blackula, dude.
Dude, what Lewis a great is the idea for children.
Just a guy staking his neighbor. He's like, he's a blackula. I'm telling you.
Dude, what a great
he's got a burning cross holding in front of him.
He doesn't care that he's a vampire.
It wasn't
just that he's black.
He's like, I'm sorry, dude.
It wasn't the. Yeah.
What a great name for a teen fiction book. My neighbor's a Blackula.
You know, maybe it's just a maybe Usual Suspects could make a good movie. Could make a good TV show.
I think Falling Down.
Falling Down.
Falling Down would be the best TV show.
I'm actually surprised that's not a video game. Falling Down would be.
They should replace Tucker with that.
Game. Yeah.
But you know, and if they. They have a weird conundrum, right? Because, like, Falling Down, they couldn't make it a black person to start shooting up things.
No, they couldn't.
But they wouldn't want to give a TV show to starring a white person.
No.
So what would we do?
Kenan Thompson is Falling Down. Yeah.
It'd have to be a woman.
Oh, man, yeah.
They would do a woman for
But they did. They do that. Isn't there a movie called, like, Enough with, like, a woman who's had enough?
Yeah, but
like,
she's had enough with her job.
She's done being raped.
She's done being raped by her husband every day.
She's had enough.
There's a great show.
She's going home.
Michael Douglas was furious just with his overall shitty life.
There's a great show on Amazon called Swarm, which I think is like an amalgamation of all the crazy Beyonce fan stories. Like,
what?
So, and the girl who plays her is awesome, but it's.
She plays Beyonce?
No, she plays this crazy fan.
Oh.
And
okay.
She's amazing. She was in Black Klansman, too. She's pretty good in that.
Gotcha.
More black movies, though. Oh, sorry, Liz.
No, it's all right. Damn. No, I don't mind black movies. I just mind. All right, fine. Dude, but I don't know shit
I mind
about
black
well.
Movies.
I don't mind. I do. Fine, you know what? You got me. Guilty as charged.
Sorry. I don't like black
movies. I just don't like black people creating things.
Remember the Titans? I don't remember.
Forget it.
Forget the Titans.
No, that's not what I'm saying, dude. I don't know anything about. Fine. In New Orleans, when does Interview with the Vampire, the TV show, take place in New Orleans?
Well, it's over hundreds of years, I think.
This black guy, was he just fucking walking around all willy-nilly?
Yeah, man, he had just gotten his freedom. He was a...
And now he's a creature of the night.
You think that they actually did the research and tied it all together?
Yeah, they did it. Anne Rice did it.
That was my problem with it. I was like, I didn't think they did the research.
No,
I was like,
they
nah, there's black... They're in a black...
It was late 1800s. It was post-Civil War.
You're just wagging the finger like, he doesn't have chains on. This
it's
is
a great
bullshit.
Show.
What
yeah.
is this,
it's
dude?
A great
what is
show. This?
It bounces back and forth, I think, between present day and 1910.
Is it Lestat? Yeah. Is he black?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like late 1800s, and then like it moves to 1910. And yeah, Lestat is no, he's white.
Wait, I have the trailer.
No, Lestat's a white guy, right? But is it Louis?
They colorized Louis.
They made Brad Pitt black.
Whoa!
They should make all Brad Pitt.
But he's good. The guy who plays him is good.
Black
but it is
black.
It's like a gay psycho drama for sure.
Do you
want to
see the trailer?
Gay.
Do I want to see the trailer?
Yeah, please. I watched some of it.
Interview with the Vampire.
Whoa.
Sailor. It was a good show.
Oh, no, those are both. Oh, wait, no.
Eric Bogosian's in it, too. He's good. My life story. I want to see this, but with Zach and Lewis.
Questions. Anything that can't be verified, I send to my researcher. So, Mr. Dulac, how long have you been dead?
Sure, you would like it, Zach.
You didn't watch it, Zach.
No.
I'm surprised.
You would actually.
I love
like
my. This was my mom's favorite movie. She used to be really into like the homoeroticism between Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, and like that they had a weird like sexual tension.
They just straight up fucking this shit.
Also, Tom Cruise made this. I think this was a fact at the time that I had heard. He had boots that elevated him 2 inches, so that Brad Pitt wasn't taller than him in the scenes.
Yeah, he's a short dude.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but Interview with the Vampire was another movie I jerked off to. For that one scene where the chick gets the...
When Christian Slater's like interviewing him, bro, I get it.
It was hot. When Antonio Banderas strips the chick naked on stage before they...
Oh, that's right.
Before they eat her. And you see full
shot,
bush.
Overhead shot, fucking, full bush, great. Of course.
Sick as fuck.
Of course. Saw that in the movie theater.
Dang. No, it's funny. Like, that's like a straight up snuff movie, but because it was in... Interview of the Vampire, we're like, oh, it's hard, it's fine.
That's exactly.
It was a snuff movie.
Well, I mean, they kill her. They kill her right after they show the naked. So it's a snuff play.
It's a snuff play.
And we're all like, oh, that's fine. But like, but I do it in my fucking basement, and I'm...
Yeah.
you're saying in the part of the plot that it was a snuff play. Right, right.
Well, yeah, they kill
I thought
you.
They actually killed a human in this movie.
No, they didn't really kill one.
What did I jerk off to? Yeah.
Then you feel bad.
What movies have they actually killed people purposely? Has there any been a movie where they've killed people?
How many people have died on set?
People have died.
People die a lot. People
died on set, but...
But I don't think anyone's...
Did you jerk off to the Twilight Zone movie? Because then you're a
bad guy. The little goblin? Oh, yeah.
Twilight Zone movie, they kill Vic Morrow and the two kids.
They killed
the crow.
The crow.
Dude.
Wait, whoa. Slow down. Go back. Twilight Zone movie, who do they kill?
Vic Morrow.
Pull it up. Guys, this is the ultimate bad guy win story about Twilight Zone, the movie. Because then, what's it called? Who's the guy who directed
John Landis.
John Landis got sued, you know, because they died. And then John Landis won. And then he took all the jurors out to like a steak dinner afterwards. Yeah. And I can imagine like just being like that guy's family and just watching.
How did these people
rich Hollywood
story? Essentially what happened, so it was a Vietnam story.
Yeah.
And there were he was supposed to be taking these two kids out of Vietnam, and there was a helicopter going over them.
Oh, I think I have.
And then
this.
There was
there's footage.
It's in the on movie. Film.
That's the other thing that John Landis did.
And they
kept it
set off
movie.
Explosions too close to where the helicopter was, and it crashed and decapitated him and the two kids.
Wait, did it decapitate the two kids too, or just
I think it
Vic?
Cut them in half.
It cut them in half. Right.
Jesus.
But
they have four kids.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
basically, yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah, this sucks.
These are the kids?
This is bad. This is bad.
These are the people that actually died.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is it.
These people.
Right.
This is
in the movie?
Yeah.
This is the shot they used in the movie then.
Yeah.
They didn't use the shot of the movie. He goes back to the Holocaust. They have a different ending.
Yeah.
They don't have the baby face turn.
Wait, this is.
Oh, that's it.
It's coming up because I know. Doesn't the fucking chopper fall on him?
I just saw a chopper going down.
I mean, there is unedited footage of that accident that's not in the film.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
are we just watching this on a loop?
Yes!
Oh my fucking God.
That's a bad day.
Yeah,
and that was in the movie?
Shit.
So essentially, cut.
Shit, no shit.
That's cut? Whoa. Yeah.
So essentially what happened is everybody fucked up. They hired somebody that wasn't really that knowledgeable about the explosions.
Yeah.
By the way, don't fake that job, guys.
Yeah, those kids were not supposed to be on set. They weren't real actors, and they were not supposed, like... In the child acting rules, they're not supposed to be around any of those effects.
Wow.
Everybody top to bottom fucked up. And whatever the magic they pulled to win that lawsuit that nobody went to jail is nuts.
They went full method Vietnam on that one.
They must have paid him off big time.
Jesus.
Like, they really, it's everybody. It's one of those things where, like, top to bottom, everybody.
Who was the actor? Can we see a picture of the actor that died?
Vic Morrow was a very famous.
I don't know who he is.
He was in a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great in this movie, and then they changed the ending because that's the thing too. It just like
they still released it.
They did.
There's
some of them.
That's how he fucking died, dude. He got chopped, his fucking decapitated by a helicopter on a movie set.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a baller way to die. If yeah.
So the little girl from Poltergeist.
She died of a bowel obstruction.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah, she just died.
Why did I think it was always like a thing on set?
No. She died.
Some other people died on set though, right?
Yeah. So
there was like curses.
The crow.
No, but I'm saying on that movie specifically, on Poltergeist, didn't some other shit?
I think there's a lot connected to The Exorcist. There's a lot of
deaths connected to that. Nobody died on set.
Right.
Yeah.
Exorcist.
And
yeah.
The Omen too. The Omen, like three different people who worked on it had their planes hit by lightning, which is a fucking.
The thing
crazy
is, a lot of this you could probably make this connection with almost anything because when you watch the end credits of a movie.
Yeah. Right?
There's hundreds of people
that are involved. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. The fact that you look like it's Shannon and Natalie creating this. Like, and I get that this isn't a movie, but like the amount of people involved in making a movie versus the amount of people involved in making a podcast is so fucking crazy.
You
see it because if you and I've done warm up for like I did that one show. It was like a Fox Sports show, right? Where it's a panel. Yeah. It's essentially a podcast. It's four people sitting at a desk, right? And they're doing sports clips, right?
And there's 50 people there.
There's 50 people. There's multiple cameramen. You see the amount that goes into it. And there's truly not that much of a gap between this production quality and that production quality. But they just create jobs. This whole industry is just sort of designed to, you know, the big secret is you don't need that many people on a crew.
No, you don't. I mean, like, that's, you know, you made that argument for a while. I don't want to get into this because I want to support the cause. But, it is kind of crazy. But I just think now that like we know more famous people than ever, and we're all connected. So every day we just know someone who dies.
Yeah, and then a lot of stunt people die.
Yeah,
like I want to say somebody died on Deadpool 2.
Definitely died on Deadpool.
One of the Fast and the Furious is somebody.
Dude, I just saw
TJ Miller.
Wick,
he didn't die physically.
Which the set, you know, the action sequences are phenomenal, and that guy falling down the stairs. I mean, like how do you even do that? I don't even know how you do that. Not walk away.
I watched. It was the fucking. Which is a reel on Instagram, and it was just like a girl running toward this guy, and he fucking he's got like a big like stick, and he just bashes her in the fucking nose.
Just to hit her, or is it?
It turns out it's just stunt training, but it looks so real.
Right.
Like, it looks like, I have no idea, like, the margin of error was something like how many times did she have her nose bashed in?
Right.
To like make
get
it
up again.
That's fucking crazy.
Take two.
Yeah. Let's do this video before we get out of here. One more. Italian climate activists turn a fountain. It's not a fountain. It's the Trevi Fountain, Shannon. It's one of the most famous fountains in the world, which I went to go see with Baby James last year in Italy.
Lewis is one of those guys, when he knows one bit of knowledge, he just makes everyone else feel like shit. He's fools. Like, you didn't know this, pond.
Man, I hope a helicopter comes in here right now and decapitates you. I hope that happens right now, dude.
Shannon, you are dumb.
And I said a fountain.
It's not a fountain, it's Trevi Fountain.
It is a pretty famous
fountain.
The fountain.
Maybe the most famous fountain in the world.
No.
It was
type in Google right now. What is the most famous fountain in the world?
The Bellagio.
I was going to say.
The Bellagio is not more famous than Trevi Fountain.
Trevi Fountain is more famous.
It's world fucking famous. I mean, people go there. It's hundreds of years old. It's fucking.
It's the Fountain Lestat.
Whoa! Interestinante. That was interesting in Italian.
The most famous
fountain. It says,
how'd you learn that?
Wow. That is the most famous fountain. Why is it so famous?
It's just beautiful. It's just, you know, fucking carved out of fucking marble or whatever. And it's just. Fucking, it's you know, you go there and fucking, it's beautiful. I don't give a fuck about a fountain, but I went and
it sounds like crap.
Italy, dude. No, Italy's dope, dude. You go there, and I'm not an architecture guy, not an art guy.
Have you been to Italy?
Nope.
Then fuck Italy.
I gotta take my wife there, man. She'll leave me for being just a fat.
I brought my son
Italian
there last year, and it was the fucking best trip I've ever taken in my entire life.
Did he like it?
He loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he loved it. It was every building, every church, every piece of art. You see how much is put into it, and you're like, it's just super impressive, dude. Just super impressive.
Is it true? Would you rather be around your son than like a girl you were seeing or your friends as far as just a hangout?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it's a different thing.
It's a different thing. I mean, my son gives terrible head. So.
So wait, what are these fruit
not
tastings
like Jay
about?
And Dave. Yeah. I said friends.
Yeah. Not friends.
Wait
with
till
benefits.
He starts getting drunk in a year or two. It'll get better.
So no, the I guess climate activists.
Ding! Call back. There it is. Call back, Jay.
Climate activists went into the Trevi Fountain, and I guess they took charcoal or some sort of like, it's, and they threw it in the fountain, and it dies. It dies.
It black.
It stains it black.
Oh man.
You know, I don't think this never works out for these climate activists. I totally agree with the cause, you know, and global warming is real, but maybe don't, like, destroy somebody's vacation.
What are you doing here? It's not even just to destroy the vacation. So here's the thing.
Or destroy this cultural...
You get a guy like me I'm not a fucking activist. You're never going to really get me to be an activist, right? But... You can appeal to my fucking human empathy and sensibilities, right?
Sure.
You can maybe get me to donate some fucking cash or maybe donate a little time or fucking
maybe even,
have my son does like fucking food drives and shit. Like maybe there's a path to get most sensible people that are just the average person, you can get them on your side by doing something, by having a conversation or doing things the right way.
Not by being destructive and divisive.
Destroying something fucking really beautiful that has a ton of fucking meaning for a lot of people, whether you think it's dumb or not. It's just fucking, dude, oh my God. It's infuriating. I don't know why it gives me this like visceral reaction. You see it happen a lot.
And it is like a problem that gets ignored constantly, so that's why I'm also like, it's like the most ignored problem,
global warming.
Yeah, like without a doubt. Like any other problem is, and you know, like I'm like in the middle on stuff, but that I think that's the worst, without a doubt. Like that's the thing that we're like getting obsessed by all this other little stuff on the side, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, all I know is that they,
made the water black.
They made the water black.
That's why
that water
Lewis
couldn't even
fine.
Drink from that fountain, I guess.
You couldn't have like turned it into pee or something. That would have been hilarious.
That water can't swim in itself now.
The water's not allowed in Italy.
That water, black water, really? That exists?
It sounds like whoa, what is water?
That's what you take away from the. No thanks. I'll get my spaceship.
Wait, you're saying they made the water black? Time to get out of Italy. I just used to be a good country.
All right, we got to run.
What a Disney reboot planet Earth.
What next?
I just love he's in front of the kid. Oh, black little mermaid. Now this shit.
All right, we're wrapping it up. Love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.